Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Coffee, Tea, and Chisme with Toria and
Mel.
Yes. Okay, we're so excited because, okay, so this is what happened. It's always one of our faults, but why we didn't put the pot up. Last week was my fault. I was going away on a camping trip.
No, it was my fault.
Was it my fault? Or your fault?
It was my fault because we were recording and then my laptop fell.
Why do I feel like it was my fault? I just love putting the blame on me.
You too. Because most of the time it is your fault.
Okay. Honestly, you're not wrong. But yeah, so okay, last week it was your fault. Well, anyway, I was going away on a camping trip and I was like, let's knock this out before we go. And we recorded it pretty late, actually. And I don't know, low energy. It was actually a pretty good podcast. It was a very different topic than we're going to talk about today. But it was actually super long too. So we're going to try to see
an hour in.
Yeah, we were.
And then I dropped my laptop.
Yeah, I don't know if you follow our Instagram. If you always want to see what goes wrong, follow like our
behind
Instagram.
The scenes. Yeah.
Follow our Instagram. It's at Coffee, Tea, and Chisme. Yeah, we post a lot of stuff on there as much as we can. But anyway, going back into it, I'm back from my camping trip. It was fun. It was good. At first, I was just like, because we've been quarantined, I was like, I need to get out of my house because I've been here for 4 months. And then by day three of my camping trip, I was like, I want to go home.
But it looked nice. Yeah, it looked really nice. I definitely had FOMO.
I know. But it was also, I wasn't really on my phone that much either, which was cool. Like, I think in the evenings, whenever I wasn't doing anything, I went on TikTok for a little bit or checked Instagram briefly. But I tried to disconnect, and it was nice.
Yeah, you need that sometimes, from time to time, just disconnect from social media and stuff.
For sure. And honestly, everyone's not really doing anything right now, so I know I wasn't going to miss out on anything. Plus, yeah. There's only, like, probably 5 people actually, like, really check on Instagram.
Am I one of them?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I made it.
You made it in the top 5. It's like MySpace.
Imagine if Instagram had a top 5.
I'd be in trouble.
That's crazy.
But remember, like, in MySpace, though, people would be like, I'm, like, I remember, like, if my friend, I'm not going to say who, had me, like, in, like, top 1, and then I would be in, like, number 3.
They moved you?
I'd like, be like, I'd literally be like, what did I do to piss her off? Like, she moved me from 1 to 3. And I was just like, I can't rate my friends like that. So I just put everyone in alphabetical order.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
I think that's something I would do too. Cause like, I'm not going to rate you guys from 1 to 5.
Yeah. Because you know, like if you were like the best friend, you were like 1 and then like, it was like a certain order. But by that time, since you know me, I'm a little social butterfly. Like I had like a top 12 and I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
I think at one point, like there, I was like really good at coding back then, quote unquote.
Oh yeah, we were all digital hackers back then.
So I think at one point I had it to where like you couldn't see my friends at all.
Yeah, so some people did that too.
5. Yeah,
but it looked better that way because it ruined with the aesthetic of your profile.
Exactly.
Especially if it's at online now and it was like orange and it was orange and green, and if your layout was like very like a neutral toned or something, it just didn't.
Know. Yeah, no, there was no such thing as neutral tones back then.
No, it was like, I remember at one
hot
point,
hot pink.
Mine was like hot pink with lip gloss, and I played my lip glosses poppin' by what's her name? Little Mama, whatever her name was. My lip gloss be cool. My lip gloss be poppin'. Like, I thought it was the ish.
Stop it. Oh my gosh.
We gotta talk about like throwbacks one day. Anyway, today what we're gonna talk about is someone actually gave this suggestion to us about talking about concerts.
The only person. So
I missed them.
Posted a story last night on like suggestions for things that you all want to listen to or topics. Mm-hmm. And so only one person responded to our story. Mm-hmm. Shout out Naz. This one's for you.
It was Naz. Hey, Naz.
Yeah.
This pod is dedicated to you.
Yeah. So she's the one that actually suggested that we talk about this. And we're like, ooh, this is actually a really good one.
Yeah, if you guys ever have suggestions, like, throw them out to us, because we're always like, what do people care about?
Yeah.
Brandon just commented on our Instagram.
I know, I saw that.
What did he say?
No, he was just, because he's been asking me, like, when we're going to record. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you were out of town, and then last time we were trying to record and all these.
You decided to flip the camera.
Honestly, there were so many things that happened that night where it was I feel like it's not meant for us to record today.
No, if you saw our Instagram last week, there was like 4 to 5 things that just went wrong. We're like, we can't do this. We're not posting it.
Yeah, we're like, you know what? The vibe, it's just not there. So,
but yeah, this one's a really interesting topic too, because Mel's a very musical person. Like, not like she sings, but like she's very, like, she's into, I mean, you can sing. I've heard you sing.
I don't know why you say that. I don't think I can sing, but
I think you can hold a note compared to me. Cause I can sing, but, we're talking about concerts. And I think that's really cool to talk about too right now, because obviously we can't go to those anymore. And who knows what 2021 is going to look like with that. And like, I know like concerts are like everyone's favorite. Everyone always talks about going to concerts, mm-hmm. and seeing their favorite artists and music festivals. And I actually got to go to a concert right before the pandemic happened. So
literally right before.
Right before it happened. So that's like my first kind of like our introduction to this. So for both of us, is what was your first concert ever? And what was the last concert you went to before the pandemic?
Okay. Yeah, because if we were to talk about all the concerts I've been to, we'd probably be here for...
Mel has a Bible of just concerts she attended.
I was making my list, and I was like, geez, some of these I even forgot about. I love going to concerts. It's like,
you forgot about one of them that you went with me, but it's okay.
Stop. Look, my head is just all over the place right now, but...
Honestly, that concert doesn't count, because we were there for like an hour, and then he had to go.
Yeah. See, I feel like something always happens at these concerts, so.
Yeah. But anyway, what was your first concert you ever went to? I actually know this, but go ahead and share.
You do know this. So my first concert was Britney Spears at the Staples Center, and I remember I was in fifth grade, or I think I had just finished fifth grade. And my mom surprised me with tickets. Oh, yeah, because it was a graduation present.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom surprised me and my best friend at the time with tickets to go see her. Can you believe this, though? This is the crazy part. We were probably, like, what, 12 years old? Yeah, like 11.
She let you go by her yourself.
Yes. Okay, so my mom and my best friend's mom dropped us off at the Staples Center while they went to like go have dinner somewhere around the area, like waiting.
I would not let my 12-year-old go to sleep.
Right. I was like, how did they do that? But then again, this was like what, 2000 and
I don't know if it was. You were 12. You were 12. Then I was like 2005.
No, it wasn't 2005. It was like 2002-ish.
You were 12. You said you were 12.
Yeah, so I was, it was like 2002, 2003. Do you forget how much older I am than you?
No, there's no way.
You're telling me. Don't fight with me right now.
If I was I was 8 in 2003.
Exactly. I'm 29.
Never mind. Proceed.
Were you just trying to put my age on blast right now?
No.
By the way, everybody, I am 29. Okay.
I'm 26.
I'm having a hard time with it. Victoria likes to rub it in my face. But anyway, so yeah, Britney Spears was my first concert. Sad thing is, I don't really remember too much of it, but I do remember buying a shirt. And I want to say that it was like one of those shirts that they saw on the street, like next to the hot dog man.
This one of the cities is spelled wrong.
I wish I still had that shirt though. But yeah, it was fun. It was a good time.
You always have to get a shirt at a concert though. Yeah. Honestly, that's like your memorabilia of like the event.
Mm-hmm.
There's been so many times where I say I'm not going to get a shirt, and then I leave with a shirt.
It's usually for me, unless I really, really like the artist, I'll buy their actual merch. But if it's like, I mean, obviously, if I'm going to a concert, I like the artist. But, you know, for example, like when I went to go see Justin Timberlake, I had to buy his official merch.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You had like, to. And Drake, too. You got one from the Drake concert.
Oh, you're right. But that was, there's a story behind that one. I had one too many drinks.
Yeah, that's true. Ariana, we got bootleg.
Yeah, we got bootleg for Ari. But yeah, I forgot about the Drake shirt. I spent $60 on a t-shirt that shrunk at the Drake concert. Anyway,
that it shrunk.
What was your first concert? Do I know this?
Yeah, I told you. I would say you'll remember. Mine was actually in 2003. The year you went to your first concert, I went to my first concert.
So you were 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
8 or 9, actually. Because I think it was, like, early 2003. So I was nine, actually. Because it was, like, in fall.
Okay.
It was Hilary Duff, Metamorphosis Tour at the Gibson in Universal.
Oh, my City gosh. Walk.
R.I.P. That was such a good theater.
I know. I went to 2 concerts there, actually.
Yeah. That was such a good one. It was easy to get in and out. Yeah. Convenient because all the restaurants are there. But, yeah, it was Hilary Duff. And she was dating Aaron Carter at the time. So he showed up, which was cool. Hayley Duff showed up, too, at the time. And I just remember – I don't remember the concert either, which sucks. I just remember getting yelled at by my stepmom because I was kind of a shy kid. So, like, my stepsister was, like, jumping and dancing to, like, all the songs. And I was just kind of sitting there but still singing and dancing. I just didn't, like, want to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, getting so mad at me. She's like, I paid for your ticket, stand up. And I was just like, I don't want to. So it was, like, good and bad. Yeah, and then also, we went with a group of people, and one of my friends actually got lost in the crowd. So all the moms were, like, going super, like, dance moms on us and gathering us in groups and yelling. It was crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
So a lot happened. I remember the events around it versus the actual concert.
That sucks.
Yeah, but it's fine. What was your last concert?
It was Ari.
Yeah,
it was Ari. So I went to see Ari at the Forum. It was such a good concert, and I was sick too. Do you remember? I wasn't feeling that well. Yes,
I remember.
But it was so good. I still had a really good time.
We dressed like her.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. So here we are thinking like we're buying outfits. We're like, okay, we have to dress like Ari. Like it's only right. So Toria wears like her cat ears. She's wearing the classic like Ari choker. Yeah. I put my hair up in the slick back pony. You know, the eyeliner.
Mel, all night everyone told Mel she looked like Ariana. It was crazy.
It was. I was like, okay. We show up. Literally no.
So embarrassing.
I'm like, we're probably the oldest people here and we're the ones that are dressed up like her.
Yeah. But it was so fun.
It was
weird because like I've been an Ariana fan, but not a hardcore one until probably like the past year.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think when we bought them, like I don't know if we didn't do it as a joke, but we were just like, oh, let's go. But we weren't like into it until like probably like the month before. We were like,
yeah. Where were we when we bought them? Were we in a meet?
No, that was for Lauryn Hill and her.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think because you and I had both started listening to her more, but I had credit on my Game Time account because I got reimbursed. And I was like, look, if we buy the tickets for Ari, it's going to be X. Because we thought they were just so expensive for Ariana Grande. But I had credit and we're like, oh yeah, let's just do it.
How much did they come out to? Like $60?
No, a little more than that, but definitely under 100. And I know people were paying hella money for
it. They were nosebleeds, but I mean, it was still a good time.
I think anywhere you sit
at the Forum is like pretty good.
100%. The Forum is like my favorite concert venue, hands down.
Yeah, I agree. Staples, awful.
Terrible acoustics.
Yeah.
Another concert we went to there. My first time at the at the Staples was with you and my dad.
Oh, that's right. When we saw Pepe Aguilar.
Ah, yes.
But the crazy thing is that it was your first concert, yet it wasn't like a traditional concert. It was a jaripero. So there was like dirt in there. There's horses.
Yeah, so. But the thing is, like, as good as Pepe and his daughter sing, you could just tell them the acoustics, they were a little off, you know?
I don't pay attention to stuff like that.
Oh. Never mind.
Y'all, yeah, the acoustics, the lighting, the girl. Strobe lights.
Also, like Mel said, that was the most Mexican concert I've ever been to in my life.
It was so good. It was such a good time.
I'm mad my dad didn't tell me to bring my hat. I would have brought my hat.
Yeah, people were all out there too, like wearing their tejanas.
It was fun. Their boots. I think that was the only concert I've ever been to with a Spanish singer.
Not for me. I've been to other ones. You're looking at me like,
what was it?
I saw Café Tacuba at the Hollywood Bowl with Mon Laferte.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Oh my gosh. It's like Spanish rock.
Oh,
like alternative rock.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's, oh my god, they're so good. They were really good. I actually went with my uncle, so he bought my ticket for that concert because I had just gotten accepted to grad school. Mm-hmm. So he was like, I want to take you to this concert, you know, to celebrate your acceptance. And so he treated me to In-N-Out. It was a really good time. It was fun. Mm-hmm. We got to sit in, you know, at the Hollywood Bowl, you get to sit in like those little, they call it like the picnic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen those
areas. So we sat in those and it was actually really nice because you get to bring your own food and then like you can bring your own wine. I think that's the only thing. You can't bring like other kinds of alcohol.
I kind of like that about them. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, the food gets so expensive at concerts.
Yeah.
Like you literally don't eat until after.
Yeah. So that was fun. The Hollywood Bowl is a really nice venue too.
I love that one. My first time at Hollywood Bowl, I think I saw, who was it?
Didn't we see her?
We saw her and Lauryn Hill there, but I saw, no, my first concert there was Game of Thrones.
Oh my gosh. Did you go with Yaz?
I went with Yasmin and my mom.
That's right. I remember because that.
No one else would go with me. It's one of those concerts where you have to, huh?
Is that considered a concert? Because like,
yeah,
people aren't singing or anything.
Yeah, they were. They had, it was like the actual like orchestra and the singers that sing for the show.
Oh, okay.
It was a concert experience, so yes, it counts. Was there musicians? Yep. Well, did I get a T-shirt? Yes, I did. Therefore, that's a concert.
Who's an artist that you've seen multiple times?
My eye roll. I don't know if I'm proud or embarrassed to say. I'm probably miscounting. It's probably more. I want to say at least 15 Demi Lovato concerts.
Shut up, 15?
15 concerts and performances combined. Actually, it's probably more that I think about performances. Because, like, I usually buy every Demi Lovato concert there's been since 2011 I've gone to. Plus the live performances. Like, if there's free tickets, like the VMA concert, her intimate concert performances, anything where it's, like, free from, like, one iota or something like that. Throwback. Mm-hmm. I go to. So it's probably been between 15 to 20 performances of Demi Lovato.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's a lot, homegirl.
Yep. And that's why I'm thinking, like, I've been to so many concerts. And then I was like, actually, I haven't. It's only been Demi Lovato that does. Like, I need to, like, expand my music choice.
She's actually one person that I want to see live.
Do you remember when we were you already know what I'm going to say? So when Mel and I were barely like becoming friends, we're at work.
No, we weren't even friends. We weren't friends at this point.
We were coworkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we hadn't even gone to Disneyland yet.
Yeah, no. This was like in the early stages.
And I go with one of my friends, Jocelyn, to like pretty much every Demi show, and excuse me, and I remember talking about it in the room with Mel, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go to her concert, and she was like, oh yeah, I've always wanted to go, like I loved her album, and I was like, yeah.
No, like, I was like,
I think you said like I don't have anyone to go with.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, I've always wanted to go, but like I don't know who would want to go with me. And she was just like, oh.
I think I said, you should still go though.
Yeah, but I didn't end up going.
Honestly, that was a good concert though. You should have gone, even if it was by yourself. Would you go to a concert by yourself?
Yeah, that's actually something that's on my bucket list, is to go to a concert by myself.
But that's maybe something. Would you, is that like an intimate artist you would go to? Like, I feel like you can't go to like a fun concert with them,
yeah,
like, you
know? I think it would be somebody that is kind of low key, for sure. I was actually planning on doing that. I had tickets to go to.
I would tell you right now, I would go to Brent Fires with you now because I like it.
Well, now, but I had tickets since like I don't even know when I bought them. Actually, I do remember. It was like March of last year. I bought tickets to see him, and then Brent Fires was all over the place because he initially had a show that I bought tickets through Live Nation, and he canceled the show. Like, out of nowhere, he just canceled it. And that was the concert I was going to go to by myself. So after he did that, I think a little while after, he had announced that he was going to do another one. So right away, I hopped on it, and I bought two tickets because they were super cheap. So I was like, I don't know who I'm going to go with yet because not a lot of people know who he is. Mm-hmm. So maybe by the time that his concert rolls around, which was supposed to be this year in April, I think, April or March. And then obviously all this crap happened. So still haven't seen Brent Faiyaz.
You'll get there. By the time it happens, I'll go with you. Do you remember when I was like,
I don't want you to
dying?
Know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding.
That was actually one of my questions. I was going to ask, are you particular about who you choose to go to concerts with? Because I feel like you have to be. This is like, this is not like going on. This is not like you're going to go to a restaurant with a friend. And like, no. This is a commitment. This is like, you know, they aren't going to be annoying about it. That they actually like the person, and you're going to have something. You relate to the person you go with to a concert.
It's an experience that you share with somebody.
Yeah.
In a sense, it's kind of like an intimate experience that you share with them because you're bonding over music.
For sure.
So, and I'm not saying this to like brag or anything, but I've had people like ask me to go to concerts with them, and like they're really good tickets. But like, if I don't vibe with you like that, I'm not going to go. And it's for artists that I like too.
Because it can ruin your experience for sure. And you're like, I hated that concert, even though you may have loved the person.
For sure. So yeah, I am picky with.
Do you have a worst concert experience based on like the people you went with, or maybe the concert itself or anything like that?
So I wouldn't say like it's a worst experience because I still had fun in the end. But when I went to see Bad Bunny recently.
Was that recent?
It was recent. It was last year, I think, in the summer. It was like sometime in August.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. I'm really bad with dates, by the way. So I could say August, but it probably happened like in May or something. But yeah, the Bad Bunny one, there was just a lot of mishaps that happened, and I missed almost half of the concert, but for the most part it was still a good time. I still had fun.
I get anxiety if I miss concerts. Like, I need to be there before the show starts.
Yeah,
like when you showed up to Beyonce and Jay-Z like halfway, the beginning, I was like,
the thing is with Beyonce, like I didn't really care because you know how I feel about Beyonce. Like, I don't hate her, but I don't love her the way that you love her. So I was like, if I'm late to her concert, I don't care. Like, I think I only paid $70, and then I ended up sitting at a completely different, like,
she got area. A better seat than I did.
I did. Yeah, because I had, I remember I had screenshotted Steph's ticket on my phone, and then I used that to, like, get to her seat. So anyway, yeah, we were just running late on time because we were pre-gaming at the house, and then by the time we were like, oh, shoot, we gotta go.
So yeah, I remember texting bit. You. You were lit.
Yeah, definitely was.
But isn't Jay-Z and Beyonce's concerts like it's a true experience?
It really was. Like, I left that concert happy that I went. I was like, damn, that was a really good concert.
Yeah, they're, I love their visuals. Oh, so good.
Yeah, it was good. It was very cult-like, but it was good.
Oh, because everybody
throwing up the sign. I was like, geez, I mean, I feel like I have to do it. Otherwise, people are going to look at me like,
why aren't you doing it? And everyone's singing Hove, like, oh, my God.
He was good, yeah. I like Jay-Z. He's good.
But it's funny, too. Like, I know you saw this. When you see who is a true Jay-Z fan versus Beyonce, I'm like, when who sits down for what song?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's so true. I mean, I was standing up the whole time because I was just, it was a party. But yeah, there were some people that like wouldn't do anything for Jay-Z. Like, they were just like, okay, ready that's for Beyonce. Yeah.
That was a good one. I've actually been to, I went to On the Run 1, On the Run 2, and Formation, all at the Rose Bowl.
The Rose Bowl is a good venue, too.
It is. I can't tell which one's a better outdoor one, Rose Bowl or Hollywood Bowl.
It's tough because they both have, like, different layouts in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Where I feel like at Hollywood Bowl, there's so much that you can do. Like, it's only just the stage and that's it. And then Rose Bowl, like, the artists can kind of design it to how they want their visuals to look.
Yeah, that's true.
It reminds me, I was also supposed to go see Justin Bieber. Remember?
Oh, you had floor.
I had floor seats for Justin Bieber.
That's so sad. It was supposed to be in May, right?
Yeah, it was the end of May because I remember I was like, that's amazing because I'll be done with school.
Yeah.
And that'll be like my little celebration.
That reminds me, I forgot to answer what was my last concert I attended.
It was Ari.
No, mine was Aventura.
Oh my
God. In February, remember?
Whatever.
That was my last concert with you.
Okay.
But I thought it was. I'm not going to lie. I really forgot about the Aventura thing.
Oh, is that the one you went to with Steph?
Yeah, me and Steph went in February.
Right, that's right.
Which was actually super fun. But the thing is, like, I had been wanting to go to Aventura since I was, like, 13. So I was like, oh, my God.
I remember. You're like, I don't care. I'll go with anybody. I'll go by myself.
I was ready to. Yeah. And then a lot of people around me were super... Oh, my God. I just remembered about this girl in front of me and Steph was, like, having a very personal, intimate texting conversation with someone during the concert.
I remember.
And we were looking over her shoulder, and she was being very detailed. I was like, girl... He's singing freaking Dame un Beso right now. Like, stop. It was crazy.
I think you guys were snapping me, like, zooming into her conversation.
Yeah. Concerts are wild, man. Like, the top best three concert experiences you have? I know that's hard for you. I don't want to stress you out, but, like, what really stands out to you? You're like, I'm so glad I went to those concerts. And I'm saying three just because I know you have, like, a top 20.
My whole list. It depends because there's experiences as far as, like, how well the artist did or if they exceeded my expectations. And then there's, like, experiences that happened, like, during the concert, after the concert, because of the concert kind of thing. So...
Wow, girl, you have a whole layout of things.
I mean
very complex. I like it.
There's so many. So I would say, okay, I have so many questions. That's the thing. I think Coldplay was one of the best concerts that I've ever been to.
You've told me this, yeah.
Just because, like, their performance is nothing. And I know that their music is very like laid back, and or at least some of it is. But I think they're just their stage presence, like their visuals. And they, I remember at one point during the concert, they were like, all right, everybody just put your phones down and just like live in the moment right now. Like live in this moment and enjoy the music and, you know, just vibe with us. And me, I remember this was Celeste's first concert. I took my sister with me. And me and her were just like crying because we're like, oh my God, we're so happy right now. They had those like interactive wristbands where at the front gate, everybody a wristband. So every time like a certain song would play, like different lights would go off. It was just like the coolest thing. And then they had like those beach balls, everyone was throwing them. It was awesome. So that concert for sure, like,
isn't that the best feeling? Of a concert is like crying, like, I can't believe I'm here. And then you have post-concert depression.
You do.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You're just like reliving it, watching videos in bed, like,
yeah.
I was there.
And that's how I felt with Ari. And I was like, damn, we should have gone to the second night.
I mean, yes and no, just because like we already have our expectations for the concert too. So imagine if we went the second night and it wasn't as good.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
You're right. I was always going to do it.
It was good. I was happy with the way that it ended and all the songs that she sang. I was like, yes. I didn't realize how much of an Ari fan I was until that concert.
We sung like every song.
Every single song, we were like fangirling. Remember the guy that was behind us that kept screaming the whole time?
Remember the guy that spilled did you spill his drink or did he spill your drink?
I don't think I spilled his drink.
He spilled your drink.
Yeah. I was just so over it. Remember, like I said, I was sick, so I was just over it by then. I'm like, I'm not even going to try to like say something to him.
What guy that was screaming behind us though? Which one was that one?
There was a like a group of people behind us, and they were pretty young, but they were just screaming at the top of their lungs, like, Ari, yes. Like they were just saying all this stuff, and I was just like,
your face. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I think I kind of do, but I don't really. Maybe I was screaming with them. I don't know.
Maybe. Because I remember at one point, like, I had to sit down because I was like, fuck, like, my legs are hurting. So he was, like, literally in my ear. That's the only thing I did not enjoy about that concert. What's the worst venue you've been to?
That's a good question. I really did not like, honestly, I didn't like where we went to go see YG. I hated
that. Was that at Oza Club Nokia
Theater? The Microsoft, whatever it was called.
No. Oh yeah. It was a Microsoft Theater.
It used to be Club Nokia. I don't know. It's not a concert venue to me. But I haven't really gone to many. I don't like, you know what? Actually, I cross that out. I don't like the Anaheim one. Which one's that one?
Yes, the Observatory.
No.
Oh.
The other one.
I was going to say.
I haven't been to the Observatory. The Anaheim Theater. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, the Honda Center?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
I've only been to one concert there. It was Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that's a good concert.
It was actually his, it was the Future Sex Love Sounds, and I went with my mom.
I've been listening to that album lately. It's so good.
And it was my first time seeing him in concert.
With your mom?
Yeah. I mean, I was still pretty, I was in high school, but I remember at one point I was sitting there and I was just like, Mom, I'm breathing the same air as Justin Timberlake.
People get so dumb at concerts. Like, if you're a huge fan, we say the dumbest things, honestly.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I don't really remember that one too well. But the one that I cannot stand, but I've been there probably like a handful of times, is the observatory in Santa Ana.
I've heard a lot of people go to that one.
It is the
worst. You saw Bryson there, huh?
I saw Bryson Tiller there. I saw Masego. I saw Dom there.
See, but listen who you're naming. It's like the place to go to like the low-key people.
Yeah, see.
Before they get big.
Oh, I saw Majid Jordan there. I saw Dylan Francis there.
I wish I knew you in those years.
That oh, you mean.
I'm sad.
But it's the worst venue yet. That's the one that I've been to the most.
Yeah.
Because like you said, the low-key artists, like when they're barely starting to come up, that's the venue that they usually play at.
Yeah.
And their tickets are fairly cheap too.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you go. You're like, you know what? It's $40. It's GA, but
I
know one day they're going to be $200 to go see them.
You have to like make your way if you want to get all the way to the front.
Throwing arms.
I remember when I saw Bryson there, I was sitting on a rail because it was so crowded at one point. Oh, and that's another thing too. Like if it gets crowded, it's so hot in there and you're like sardines. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to sit on this damn rail. So I sat on the rail and I was like singing, I've been working on it for days.
Spinning over time.
Good times.
What is he up to?
he just had a baby. Or not him, but like his baby mama. His new baby mama. So that's what he's up to these days.
Damn. I'm starting to remember like all these people I've actually seen.
Right?
I forgot I've seen Kehlani twice.
Oh, you've seen Kehlani?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I haven't been to like her own. So I saw her Coachella.
Yeah.
That's
another thing too, is like you have to take into consideration like the artists that you've seen at like music festivals.
Yeah.
Artists that have opened up for other artists.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, I remember I went to go see Janae a long time ago, and Willow Smith and SZA opened for her. And at the time, like, nobody knew who they were.
Yeah.
But I remember I went with my friend Nancy, and when SZA came out, we were like, yo, she's going to be big one day. And now look at her.
Dude, honestly, you have a good list of people you've seen. Because, like, a lot of them are super big now. You're like, oh, my God, I can't go to that. It's going to be crazy.
I'm telling you. I think I have a good feel for artists that, like, are going to make it big one day.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, Brent Faiyaz, nobody knew who he was when I bought the tickets. And now he's, like, starting to come up. Majid Jordan, same thing at the time. Yeah. Nobody knew who they were.
I want to go see Daniel Caesar. That'd be
My god. Remember we were planning on going to see Khalid?
Yes. And that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because we were super busy, huh? It
was like, yeah, there was something. I think we were probably like we had class or something. Oh, it was during the summer when I had my internship.
And you had class Monday and I had class Tuesday, and both concerts were Monday and Tuesday, and we're like, I guess that's that. Now that I think about it, I probably should have skipped, but it's fine.
It's okay.
You just reminded me right now when you said, like, seeing, like, a bunch of people at, like, different concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I totally forgot, and I don't know why I forgot about this, because that was probably the best experience of my life. I saw Lady Gaga in person, like, in concert at Coachella.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I think that was the moment I was like, I didn't know how much of a fan I was of Gaga until that moment, because every single song I knew, and they're filming A Star Is Born at the time too. And our campsite was super close to the entrance, and we heard them like rehearsing for A Star Is Born. Like, and I remember at the time I was like, "What song is this?" Like, it was crazy. I can't even tell you which song it was from A Star Is Born, because obviously I wasn't paying attention to it. I just know they were rehearsing for the movie. But look at her. She's amazing, because it's a full-on show.
Yeah. She's definitely an artist I want to see, too. I have so many artists on my bucket list. Like, J. Cole is one of them.
Mm-hmm,
Gaga, Khalid.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on.
Are you actually, you know what? I'm gonna do that. I know you have. I don't actually haven't written down who I want to see. I think I'm
gonna do
that. That I could cross it
for
off
for sure.
Who's your dream collaboration? Like, if you were to like morph your own concert of like an opener with maybe a headliner or two, who would be like a good concert collab for you?
I can't think of that right now. I cannot think of that. Oh, you know who I, another person that I do want to see though, is Ari Lennox.
Yes.
She's so good.
You got me into her. She's good.
Yeah. Oh, another person. Sorry. It's because I keep thinking like, so when I went to see Snow Allegra in November of last year, Giveon, I don't know how to say his name, Giveon, opened for her. And my sister and I were like, damn, he's really good. And now he's like making songs with Drake and all these other famous people. I'm just like, damn. We even met him like after the show. Like after we walked out, he was just kind of standing there. And we went up to him and we're like, hey, do you have any more shirts? And he's like, oh, yeah, here are the last two, actually. And we were just like talking to him as if nothing. We got a picture and everything.
You've done that with a few artists, though, like where you've met them.
I have. Well, some of them were meet and greets, so it was kind of like, obviously.
Those are worth it, though. Like, honestly, y'all, if like, if you're a fan of someone and there's a meet and greet, just do it.
Dude, let me tell you just the story, actually. So, at one point in my life, I was really obsessed with Trey Songz. Have I told you about this?
Yes, I know the Trey
Songz. Everybody in high school, well, not everybody, but a lot of people in high school knew me, like, because they knew that I really liked Trey Songz, and a lot of girls like Trey Songz.
Can I interrupt and say, yeah, there was always that one girl at each high school. I'm glad to know you were the one at your high school.
So, I was, like, obsessed with him all throughout high school, and I want to say that it was when I was about to turn 21. Yeah, I was about to turn 21. I had, like, saved up my money, and at this point, like, I didn't have any bills to pay. Like, all my paychecks were just going towards dumb shit. Mm-hmm. So, my friend Gabby was like, hey, do you want to go see Trey Songz? And I was like, yeah. So, this was my first time ever seeing him. And we were like, should we just buy meet and greet tickets? And we were just like, you know what? Whatever. Guess how much they were. I'm even embarrassed to say how much they were.
For Trey Songz?
Yes.
Probably.
It's
$300 to $400.
Dude, they were $500.
Oh my God.
But it was worth it because we were literally front row. Like, I was touching him the whole time.
Wait, so your concert ticket was included in the package?
It was included in the package.
That's not a bad deal then.
So it was front row. Oh, so let me see. When was this? I was about to turn 21, so it was 2012. Okay, J. Cole opened up for him and Big Sean, and this was when I touched J. Cole's leg.
And you're probably like,
so anyway, I think you got like early entrance to the venue, you got like free drinks and the meet and greet, a signed poster plus the front row. So it was like a big old like experience, right? So I remember waiting to go in to meet him. So it's finally my turn. I'm super nervous. And I go in there and I hug him and I'm like, hi, how are you? And he's like, good, how are you? Like being all flirty. You know how he is. He just has like this suave. And so he hugs me or whatever. And I was like, oh, by the way, like, it's my birthday next week. And he's like, oh, it is. So he starts singing in my ear, like, happy birthday. And I was just like,
dude, how did you not jump him?
Can you imagine a 20-year-old Mel? Like, I didn't know what the hell to do. So anyway, like, I'm like, okay, let's take our picture. So the girl that's taking the picture, she's taking it or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I don't like it. And so she tries again. I'm like, yeah, I still don't like it. So he grabs my phone and he takes a selfie. And he was like, okay, now do you like it? I was just like, Yeah, that's fine.
So then what a good man, man.
So he's like, okay, well, it was nice to meet you. And he kisses me, like, right here. The corner of my lip.
That's basically, you kissed him.
The corner of my lip.
Honestly, that's tattoos that you kissed him in my book.
I mean, if it the boot right. fits.
If the boot fits.
Fits.
Okay,
Kat. So that was my first meet and greet experience. I don't know.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Moral of the story. If there's an opportunity for you to get a meet and greet, then do it. Because I've actually become friends with a famous person that I am not going to name through a meet and greet. So you never know.
I know who it is.
It wasn't Trey, I'll tell you that much.
No, because...
But yeah.
Well, we'd have a more lavish lifestyle if it was Trey.
Meet and greet. Yeah, seriously. Meet and greets are worth it.
Because of the connections we have with this celebrity, we get nothing.
It's not an A-list celebrity, I'll just say that much.
Is it even B-list?
I don't know. It's not even B-list.
I think it's C, honestly.
Yeah, it's C-list. I don't care. I'm not ashamed.
You know what? You're a fan. I'm a fan. Yvonne's a fan.
Things happened.
1 in 10 people know him. That.
If you're from the Valley, you know who he is.
Yeah. I paid $400 to go meet Demi Lovato.
And was it worth it?
Yeah, I'm glad I did it at least once in my lifetime. Because the first time I met her, she was, like, still going through it. Like, stuff, and, like, it was just sadness in her eyes. It was sad.
Oh, God.
And then, that was 2012. And then when I saw her this time around, she was healthier. We have a bomb picture. Like, we look
good. Yeah, that is a really good picture.
That was the one thing. I was like, if I paid $400 for this and our picture does not come out cute, the concert's ruined for me. Like, in the whole concert, I was like, I'm so nervous. And then, like, after the concert, I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing.
That's funny. Yeah. Who's one artist that you would pay for to do a meet and greet?
Oh, wait, a singer?
Yes. Not a
I was going to start labeling my celebrity list.
No. You're all night for that.
Well, Scarlett Johansson does sing, but she doesn't perform.
Stop.
Let's see. That's a good question. Probably. That's alive.
Yes, that's alive. No, you get to meet a dead person.
I wish. Go back in time. It'd probably be Ariana, just because I heard her meet and greets are so fun.
Really?
I heard she's like a really nice person. And I love
like it.
This is hard. My lifetime one was Demi Lovato, but honestly, since that, I haven't thought about.
What about in this moment right now? Because it could change.
Do you know who it is? Because if you know who it is, you go.
For me, yeah. Hell yeah.
Who is it?
Harry Styles.
Oh my God. Why did I even ask? Of course I know this. Of course I know.
100% would be Harry Styles. Oh,
I know who it is then. I remember now.
Oh.
Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Stephanie, yes.
Yes. Stephanie Germanotta, love her. I have such high respect for that woman.
Would you be like, hey, I just want to get another look at you? What would you do if she actually did it?
I did the nose thing? I'd probably pass out. I would have you stand behind me, but like record this. You're like, why? I'm like, just do it. And I'd be like, hey, just want to take another look at you. And she did the nose thing.
That's epic.
I don't know. It's an amazing experience when you meet people that you admire or whose music changed your life. For me, the reason why I wanted to meet Demi Lovato is because like she really was her, not she personally, but her music really helped me through some hard times. And now that I'm okay, I'm like, I'm good.
I think also it could like really make or break your opinion about a certain person, because I've heard about meet and greets being like disasters or people just not being who they appear to be.
Yep.
So it's like,
it sucks when people pay that much money and you're a huge fan, and after that you're just, they're ruined. That's what gets me nervous about meet and greets too.
Thankfully all of my meet and greets have been like pretty good experiences. The only other person,
well, because also the people, if you think about it, the people that you've met in your meet and greets, a lot of them came from nothing and became something, so they're very humbled, you know.
That's very true. One of my favorite meet and greets was actually Masego. He was Toria calls him Asiago. But yeah, Masego is like super funny. He's like down to earth. Like he actually like talked to me. It was really cool. And he's super tall too. I was like, oh shit, I didn't realize how tall you were. I remember he was wearing like a Gucci sandals with socks. It was the funniest thing.
Yeah, I'm glad. I love when people like say they meet who they admire and it went really well. That's all I want for everyone.
Could you imagine meeting YG?
No, I'd bring up the concert and be like, you know, you need to reimburse me for that.
Let's talk about what happened at the YG concert.
Okay, this is the first concert me and Mel ever went to together. Was this after Mexico?
Yeah, because it was the end of August. Yeah.
That was a lit summer, honestly. It was. Me and Mel had just gone to Mexico on a whim for like...
Literally.
On a whim.
But didn't we buy the tickets like, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, because think about it. Like, we bought the concert tickets prior to Mexico, and then we decided to buy Mexico. Like, what if something happened during Mexico where we weren't friends anymore, and like, we had to go to the concert?
I would just be like, here, you can have the ticket. Take somebody else.
I'd be like, no. Talk about it. Anyway, so we decided to go to YG because they were super cheap, and that was like our YG summer. We were just like, oh, prior to that I was a huge YG fan.
Well, because he had just come out
with the album,
yeah, and his clothing line, remember? He like dropped his clothing line.
Oh my god, that was the Big Bang summer.
It was the Big Bank summer.
Honestly, Big Bank is still a hit when you go out though. Anyway, so we decided to go, and it was at the Microsoft Theater, and I was like, yo, this is going to be a hood concert. We got to dress for it. Your outfit was really cute, though.
It was cute. Yours was, too.
I don't remember what I wore.
We kind of wore similar things. We wore, like, a mesh top with the little, like, bralette underneath. You wore the army pants, and then I wore the high-waisted shorts.
Yeah, I have a video of you.
Yeah,
dropping
getting ratchet.
I was like, yeah, I wish I had dollars. Anyway, it was so fun. And the thing is, like, everyone, it was like one of those concerts everyone was like mostly dancing to. Mm-hmm. Like, if
everyone was dancing. Remember the guys in front of us that were like hype?
Oh my god, they were so funny.
Yeah,
I like literally just watching them. I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just watching them have a good time. And I think, yeah, we went to Yard House before too. That was fun.
We did.
And then, but the thing is, YG got, oh my god, I don't even know how many songs he performed. The freaking fashion show was longer than the concert.
It was. Oh my gosh. So before his concert actually started, like I said, he had just dropped his clothing line.
Yeah.
So he had like a fashion show in the beginning. Dude, it was so long. I mean, it was cool. The concept was cool and everything, but it felt like hours and hours and hours. And we were just like, okay, where is he?
Mm-hmm.
So continue.
Yeah. And then it was a good time. And who came out, Mel? Do you remember who came out and performed with him?
Shoot.
Wasn't Tyga, was it?
No. I don't remember.
Anyway, he had guest performances and everything like that. The thing is, he was drinking, smoking, playing amongst other things. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And he just got really lit that he literally was just like, yo, I can't perform anymore. Like, you can see on stage, like, he couldn't do it anymore. So the concert literally ended, like, in the middle of a song, like, they cut it. And they, like, turned on the lights, like, concert's over.
Yep.
And we were like, what?
He basically was like, I'm too lit.
He did say that. Quote of the year, I'm too lit.
And everyone was like, okay.
Yeah, we all kind of just like look at each other. Yeah, we kind of looked at each other like, what? Like, what? I've never had that happen to me before, ever. Because we were probably there maybe like an hour for the fashion show. And then Marvel YG was like, what, 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm. It was like 30 minutes or so. Yeah, because I still remember thinking that he hadn't played certain songs. Mm-hmm. And I was waiting for him to play like some songs, and
but overall it was still a fun experience. It was, and I like we went to go eat before and after, we had drinks,
we got tacos,
it was chill. I took her to my spot.
That was the first time you took me.
Yeah, we talked about that on the last pod. My mm-hmm. taco spot. That was you were one of mine, and I was like, I'm gonna take
her. Like, you know what, she's deserving, I'm gonna take her.
And then our second concert was Lauryn Hill and her.
Yeah,
and that's what we bought them during our work meeting.
that's right.
Yeah, and that was a chill concert, and it was super fun because I think it was on a Wednesday. Yeah, it was like on a Wednesday, so mm-hmm. We just packed a cute little charcuterie stuff and
took some snacks.
Yeah, it was fun. Honestly, the pre-show was fun.
It was because the DJ was really good. I remember that.
Yeah, like, another video of you shaking it.
You literally have so many of those.
I should just make a TikTok of those moments. Honestly.
Me just like shaking. It's just
you do it so good.
I mean, I can't help it, man. When the
music, I aspire to be like stop. You and Yvonne, like, oh my god.
When the music comes on, sometimes it happens.
Like, I just stare at them both, and I'm just like, what is like their back's not moving. Like, I'm so confused. I'm like, I literally like my body's like fucking plank from Eddie.
Stop.
Like,
I've seen you do it a few times. You just have to keep practicing. This is the perfect time to practice right now.
I know, but my back is so stiff, I really can't do it. I have to like be super limber and have a lot of
who's an artist that you've seen that I would be surprised by?
This is different than me picking a movie for you to watch. This is a big deal. Oh, I literally be so nervous to bring you to a certain concert. I know you would have hated Lea Michele if we went together. I already know that. So I was like, I can't do that to her. I feel like there's actually a lot of artists we do like together. Let me look at my playlist.
I think you misunderstood my question, ma'am.
Like, if I were to have you, like,
no, who's a concert that you've been to that I would be surprised by?
That I went?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was like, where's she going with this?
I thought you meant, like, if I were to take you to a concert, like, would you be surprised by the concert?
Oh.
No.
Because I feel like although we do like the same artists, we also don't listen to the same kind of music at the same time.
Very true.
Like, well, that, I can't stand
a majority of my concerts have been Demi Lovato. But I guess, oh my god, this is hard. Sorry, I'm gonna let you guys know the pod isn't frozen. I'm literally just thinking. <She's, yeah. laughs> This is hard. Do you have an answer for me? Like, I'd be like, what, you went? Because I can't, I really.
There's two that you'd probably be like, I would have never.
Who?
So, Kings of Leon, at one point, I was like really into Kings of Leon. So, I've seen them like 3 or 4 times.
You did tell me that, so I went shocked.
Yeah, okay. And then the other one is Smashing Pumpkins.
I know about your phase, so I'm not surprised.
I don't think I've ever told you about Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah.
But I know about, like, you used to listen to that type of music.
I mean, I still do, but
yeah.
They're actually one of the artists that I've seen at the Gibson Amphitheater.
Yeah. I missed that venue.
I actually saw Drake there when he came out with the Thank Me Later album, and he was trash. He was so bad back then.
What?
He was so bad.
That's because his most recent concert, his last summer, like the fall
yeah.
of 2018, right?
The Migos one?
Yeah, that one was good.
I don't remember half that concert because I got drunk. But it was good.
Yeah. I went to that concert for free because my friend Kyla had tickets.
I remember.
She's like, you want to go? I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm not going to go to Drake's concert. And then she's like, I got free tickets. I was like, all right.
I would have jumped on that.
I'm still thinking about your question. That's really hard.
Well, then who's somebody that you've seen that I don't know about?
I talk about them with you, but you don't listen to their music. I went to Idina Menzel and Josh Groban.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I don't think you've ever heard either of those people.
I mean, I know who they are. I just never listened to them.
But have you taken the time to listen to a song?
No.
If I send you...
Send me a song.
Two songs of theirs?
One.
Do you... Wait. One song of each artist or... Okay, here's... We could pick this. We're going to pick this right now. Do I send you one Idina song and one Josh song or a song where they sing together?
Together. That way I can just get it done in one song.
Fine. I already know what song it's going to be.
Okay.
You're like, no.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
I've never heard a Smashing Pumpkins song, so.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
Send me the song, I would know.
Yes, you have, trust me.
Okay. I actually bought tickets for Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. And my sister.
Oh my gosh. I remember that. Remember we were also supposed to see Blink-182 and Green Day?
It was Green Day.
Green Day.
Blink-182 and Weezer. Or was it Fall Out Boy?
It wasn't Fall Out Boy. Are you kidding? I would have remembered it was Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, my dad was going to buy me and my sister tickets to go see at Dodger Stadium, and then COVID happened, so... COVID. I was excited for that because you and I, our bucket list was like, we need to go to like a rock concert together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's okay. Hopefully in 2021, things will turn around.
What's like the first, don't say Harry Styles, but what's the first concert you want to go to when the pandemic's over? Like if they were, imagine they do a tour.
Well, I was really looking forward to the Justin Bieber concert because it was floor seats. And there's only a handful of concerts that I've seen floor seats, so that one for sure. And Brent Faiyaz.
I want to go to Coachella.
Did you hear me?
What'd you say?
And Harry Styles.
Oh my God.
I'm going.
I know you're going to go.
I don't care. I'm going.
I know. He's amazing, but I won't go to his concert. Just because I feel like I owe that to him as someone who respects his music and him as an artist, but isn't a fan. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I'm not saying I love him. Like, he's really good, but I wouldn't put in money because I wouldn't be that one singing. I probably only sing Watermelon Sugar.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm so like looking at my list right now because prior to the pod, I started making my list of like concerts that I've been to and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I know, also surprisingly enough, I don't think I ever told you this, I went to a Kenny Chesney concert.
I think you did.
Yeah, my country concerts, those are fun. If y'all never been to a country concert, y'all have to go.
I would go.
It's so different than anything. I really want to go to what's the country one that everyone goes to?
Stagecoach.
I want to go to Stagecoach at least once. I want to go to Coachella at least one more time too.
Me too. Well, I don't even know actually at this point. I feel like I'm too old for that.
No, you're not, Mel.
I definitely feel like Coachella is something that you have to do at least once in your life. Just for the experience.
I had a really good experience my first time. And like, I do want to go again. It'd be fun. Let's go.
Dude. Okay, where were you when I was trying to get you to go this year? You were like, no. No.
I didn't like the lineup.
Okay, so if I don't like the lineup, I'm not going to go.
Okay, but when you do like the lineup, we're going to go.
No.
I don't care if you're freaking 35, we're going.
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Because it's so cool. Okay, mostly because I feel like, especially right now, Mel knows I've been super into EDM. I don't know why, the past week.
Weirdo.
And I remember...
Okay, if you're into EDM, then go to Hard Summer.
Okay, but that's the thing. I'm just going to say this right now. I feel like I'm not raver enough to go to Hard Summer or Beyond
Hard Summer is never. Not a rave, dude.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I've been a hard summer.
Okay, no.
You're EDC. Still in your bathing suit.
EDC is a rave, okay?
I cannot do that.
All those other Nocturnal Wonderland, Beyond Wonderland, that's a rave. Hard Summer is not a rave. If there's rap artists, if DJ Mustard is an artist performing at a festival, it's not EDM. Mm-hmm.
All the artists when I went that one year were all EDM. It was Empire of the Sun. It was Zedd. It was like a bunch. I don't remember any of those ones. And a bunch of people.
Empire of the Sun is also.
Anyway, EDM. My argument is I can't go to a real rave because that's not my scene. Yeah. So Coachella is a good balance where I'm like, you know what? I want to go to Sahara 10, sweat and die, and listen to like fist pumping music. Because I remember Dylan Francis was in that tent. It was so good. And, like, Marshmallow and a bunch of other people. Mm-hmm. And then I can leave and go to the Ratchet stage. Or yeah. I can go to the Chill stage. Like, there's so many varieties. And that's why it'd be good. Because you and I would be like, all right, we're over this. And go to the next stage, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
if we, the right, if we get a good group of people, it'll be fun. We get a good house. It's a vibe.
So what, me and you?
And a bunch of other people, yeah. we gotta get a house.
Oh, for sure. I will never, ever... ever camp at Coachella again.
Yeah, just because you go with just okay, we can get a house of 10 to 12 people, maybe more. We don't have to hang out with them. If like we can break off into little triads, dyads, quantum.
Yeah, I mean that's what usually happens. I know that's what happened with me when I went. But
did you just do this right now for no reason?
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh man, but I guess I would do Coachella one more time.
Yes,
just one more time as a like farewell to my young years.
Yeah. Oh man. We have to do it at least once because you know we didn't get to do it last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely can't do it this year.
What year did you go to Coachella?
2017.
Okay, I went the year before that.
Yeah, so it's been a minute.
2016.
I liked the year I went. That's when I saw Gaga. I saw Kendrick Lamar. Lord. Shockingly, I like Lord.
Okay, yeah, my year was pretty good, too.
Who headlined?
It was the year that Calvin Harris headlined Guns N' Roses. And then
you saw Guns N' Roses?
I did. It was pretty cool. Oh, my gosh. Who was the first night? I can't remember.
Dude, do you remember the scene from Step Brothers when they're singing Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine
yeah.
in the car?
Yeah.
It's the best. oh my God. I want to go, if I can go to AC/DC, like go back in time and go to AC/DC, that'd be great. Or Nirvana.
I would see Prince, hands down.
Oh, for sure.
I would see, oh, and that's the another thing too, is that the year that I went to Coachella was the year that Prince passed away. Literally, I'll never forget this. So my friend at the time, we were like rolling up to the camping grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was sitting outside of like the window because we were just like kind of waiting and it was so fucking hot. And then I was on Instagram or something and I see that like he passed away and I was like, no. So then I start checking the internet and all this stuff. And it was kind of like a sad way to like enter Coachella. Yeah. But a lot of artists that perform did like tributes for him, so it was really good. Cool.
As they should. That's so funny. Not funny, respect his friend, but like that's funny because I know you're talking about the tributes.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Beyonce's concert and she just did a purple screen and yeah. she played, I think, an interlude of like Purple Rain or something.
Mm-hmm. So that was nice seeing like all these artists like paying their respects to him.
He's amazing.
Yeah, but he's definitely somebody I would want to see.
There's so many artists. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes I hate listening to the radio because like it's just, they play the same 20 songs over and over again. But
I don't even remember the last time I listened to the radio, honestly.
Same songs. Like I respect the artists so much that really put their all into every lyric and every sound and like Gaga, like you know, like, she's very particular, but not only that, but then they put on a show like Harry. Like, he's definitely one of those people.
Yes.
Harry. I love Adele. I would die to go to an Adele concert. Ed Sheeran.
Okay, so this is our last question.
Okay.
Artists you like and don't like, and why? So I guess we can just say one for each.
Okay. This is hard.
Yeah. I guess we can talk about, like, who's big right now. Or who's somebody you've been listening to.
A lot?
Yeah.
With me?
Maybe you can even say it in the sense of, like, their concert.
What do you mean?
So, an artist that you enjoyed their concert and an artist that you did not enjoy their concert.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I've been to so many. It's hard because I've only ever been to Demi Lovato concerts.
Okay, then you can just say in general.
I actually enjoyed every concert that I've been to.
I know. Now that I look at it, I'm like,
so hard. Like, I'm very intent. I don't just buy to go to a concert ticket.
Here's the thing with Aventura, like, I loved going, and I, like, love you, Steph, if you're listening to this, but, like, my dream was, me and my best friend Vanessa had always talked about going together since she introduced me to it, so it kind of sucked my first time wasn't with her, but she lives in Florida, so it was just hard to do that, but I FaceTimed her during the concert, so it was still cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I told Steph that, too, and she was super understanding, but it was fun to go with Steph, too, because I know she was just getting into bachata music, too, and she really liked it, so to be there with a first-timer was also a good time. And so that was fun. That was really memorable. And then,
that's true.
I'm trying to,
Because there are some artists that are, like, really, obviously you like them, but when you see them in concert, they're so different than
you're like, I'm disappointed. Like.
Mm-hmm. You know who I feel that way towards is Alina Baraz.
You think she sounds better, like, on soundtrack?
Yeah. So she opened for Coldplay, and I was, like, super excited to see her because obviously, like, I love her music.
She opened for Coldplay?
Yeah, isn't that random?
That's super random.
It was her and Tove Lo. Do you know who Tove Lo is?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, I know who Tove Lo is.
Now, some people don't know Tove Lo. You didn't know Smashing Pumpkins, so I just had to make sure. So, yeah, Alina Baraz opened, and I was, like, super excited because I had been wanting to see her. And then she just sounds different live. And I don't know if it's maybe because she's, like, getting used to, like, performing, because she's a relatively, like, new artist. Yeah.
Would you give her a second shot?
I would because I think I saw her Coachella performance last year when they streamed it, and she sounded a lot better. So I'm like, okay, maybe she just get used to.
Plus, she's opening for a Coldplay concert. Can you imagine the pressure?
That's true.
That's a big venue, and it's Coldplay.
Yeah.
And what sucks about being an opener sometimes is no one cares about you.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta be respectful to them.
But thankfully, a lot of openers that I've seen are artists that I like.
Yeah, when you get a good opener, you're like, oh yeah, it's a 2-for-1. I saw Fifth Harmony.
That's super random.
Yeah, they opened for Demi, Kehlani. Oh, she's so amazing. Nick Jonas. I'll go to the concert.
Oh my gosh, I just realized that I've seen the Jonas Brothers.
You saw them in their prime, though.
I did, and I actually saw Demi, now that I think about it.
Yeah, you did! She was a baby.
I have pictures when she still had the gap teeth. Yeah, if I find them, I'll send them to you for sure.
Me and Karina went to the Jonas Brothers concert in the fall, and
I remember that.
Dude, I don't know if it was because they're older and I'm of age now with them or what it is, but they were, oh my god.
They weren't good?
They were amazing.
Oh.
And, like, I was, like, crying at the childhood, like, Year 3000 and, like, Love Bug, like, all the childhood hits.
I know, dude. Oh my gosh. If NSYNC were to go on tour, you know I would drop money for that.
I would pull out my credit card.
I don't care.
And I'm going front row.
Give me meet and greet. Give me front floor seats. I don't care.
It's so funny that you love NSYNC. I think we talked about this on the show. And I was such a Backstreet Boys girl.
Can't.
But
you're
I love
that. You're lucky that I'm your friend. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I was a hardcore NSYNC fan. like hardcore.
And that's why she became a hardcore Justin fan.
Yeah. Timberlake. I mean, I was always a fan of his. Like, he was my favorite. But I would want to meet him too. But anyway.
What if they had just like a 90s throwback concert and they had like Britney and NSYNC? Oh, that'd be, no, that would not be good because Justin and Britney.
But I'm sure they're amicable. She posted a video like listening to one of his songs not too long ago.
Whatever. I just want to say, out of that breakup came the best song ever. What goes around?
Comes oh, God. Around. I thought you were going to say Cry Me a River.
That one's good too. That whole, I don't know what it is. Like, they've been listening to a lot of like songs that were, they're still good, but they were hits back then. Now I'm really getting into
them. Me too. This past week, actually, I've been listening to a lot of 90s. Like, I had a Britney Spears day the other day, and then I jumped to NSYNC. So,
well, I think that can, kind of transition to concluding our pod.
Yeah.
The song of the pod.
Song of the pod, yes, yes. Yeah.
Mel and I can, Mel mostly can go on for hours talking
about. I really can.
Concert.
If anyone ever wants to talk music, hit me up.
I like literally, I can't. Mel's my that one friend. If anyone knows this, where you go to her, you're like, oh my God, I heard this song, you have to listen to it. And she's like, I already heard it. Or she says, yeah, I've been knowing about Mindy Jordan. Where have you been? And you're just like, oh, okay. I'll just shut up.
I was that girl in high school. Everybody was like, oh my God, can you put music on my iPod? And I was just like, ugh.
I was actually telling Mel earlier that very dramatically, I probably should have saved it for the pod, where I was like, Mel, I had the craziest thing happen to me. She's like, what? I was like, I had someone. I was being super dramatic. I was like, I had someone. My friend Alondra was like, oh my God, this is such a good playlist. Can you send it to me? And I was like, what? No one's ever said that to me. Ever.
I let her have her moment. I was like, that. No, you know what? I have to give it to you. That is a good playlist. I've heard it.
Thank you.
It's good. I like it.
Love that one.
I actually discovered some songs from your playlist. So,
which playlist? From It's a Vibe?
From It's a Vibe, yeah.
Wow. Which ones?
I don't know. I have to look at it, but
oh,
I know
they're not good enough then. It's actually funny because today too, I have a really good 80s playlist. Oh, it's so good. And my mom was listening to it outside. Mel's cracking up right now. She already knows what's gonna happen. And my mom's listening to it. We're vibing, and then my mom goes, she pauses the music, she goes, doesn't Mel have an 80s playlist? And I was like, yes. She's like, is it on Spotify? I was like, yeah. She's like, can you send it to me? And I'm like, sure. And she puts that playlist on instead of mine, and I was like, oh. And she's like, ooh, this one's really good. I was like, all right then.
I love it.
But if you need my It's a Vibe playlist, it's really good. Hit me up, I'll send it to
you. It is good. Okay, so what's your song of the pod?
It's hard because I've been listening to so much EDM.
Weirdo. She had an EDM phase this week, apparently.
Still am. I'm literally fist pumping in my car.
I'll give mine since I already know what it is.
What is yours?
For those of you who follow me on IG, you saw me post this song not too long ago. Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Oh, love it. I've been literally like blasting it and just singing at the top of my lungs. It's such a good song.
It's so good.
It's like a good feel-good song. It's a good breakup song. It's like so versatile, you know? So yeah, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. If you haven't heard it, we will be adding it to our song of the pod. I'll actually do that
right I feel now. Like everyone's heard that song, and if you haven't, I don't know.
You would be surprised.
I always am embarrassed to go after Mel on the song of the pod just because she has Why? Such a good song. Girl, I don't know what I want to put. I'm just gonna do one of my EDM songs if I listen.
Yeah, do to one of your EDMs.
I don't know why, guys, I've been into it, but there's one that I'm, like, super into, and it's called, it's not, like, one of those ones where you're, like, I am a gay ratchet, but it's, like, one of those, like, Zed ones where you're, like, I like the lyrics.
It's a vibe?
It's a vibe. I like it. It's called When in Rome, but okay. It's the Mark Sixma remix, and I don't know the artist names, but it's, like, Gattuso, but it has a little, like, two dots on top of the U.
Okay.
Damon Sharp and Mark Sixma. I really like it. I tried to show Mel yesterday, but then my phone died, so.
I actually have never heard it, so I'll definitely listen to it after.
I've heard your song, so, because I love it.
I just added it to the playlist, so now that our songs are added to the songs of the pod, we're going to go ahead and end our third episode. Can't believe we're already in our third episode. That's crazy.
I know. I feel like we've been doing this forever. Mostly our podcasts just sound like me and Mel's normal conversations.
This is literally what our conversations sound like. So you have a little insight as to
it goes
some of the things we talk about, how we talk to each other.
We filter ourselves a lot here because
we really do, honestly. But as always, thank you all for taking the time to listen to us and our
nonsense. Our next pod is probably going to be a little more of a serious one. We tried recording it last time. It just didn't work out.
So it
was long.
That'll for sure be our next one.
But if you have any ideas, really do like pitch it to us. We're open to anything because sometimes we're like, do people care about that?
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, we hope everybody has a nice day, night, whenever you're listening to this, and don't forget to make someone smile.
Special announcement. I'm going to do ASMR. Special announcement. Mel and I are going to be recording a interesting video soon as well.
Oh, Lord, okay.
On our IGTV. Stay tuned. Hint, it's related to food and YouTube. That's all you get. Stay tuned.
All right, y'all. Take care.
Bye.